the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. Happy hump day to you and yours. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, I am passionate about a few things in life. Tequila, namely one. B, the fantasy football. C, the sports betting. And D, guacamole. Today is National Guacamole Day. So I ask you a pertinent question. Tomatoes or no tomatoes in your guac?
Oh, I'm a tomato guy, man. I like the tomatoes in the guac. Adds a little bit of color there, kind of combines the fantastic snack, gives it a little holiday feel, a little red and green.
Yes, it does. I always chop up a little jalapeno, put that in there. I always go with the red onion as well, cilantro. And then the seasoning to go along with the tomatoes that I will add. And sometimes I add tomatoes, sometimes I don't. It's kind of like my chili, beans in sometimes, beans out other times. But the spices are what's critical. I use a lot of sea salt, a lot of pepper, and cumin. Cumin is absolutely imperative to go along with the lime juice. And you don't buy the artificial lime juice that's in the little plastic squeezy bottle. Actually buy limes. Get yourself a squeezer. And you put two full limes in for every three avocados that you use. And it's the ideal balance when you mesh that stuff all together. And then I eat the whole damn thing. And I don't feel bad about it because I feel healthy. And if it's good enough for Tom Brady and his avocado ice cream, it's good enough for me.
Now, that's the thing, though. See, I'm an avocados with the guacamole guy. But other than that, you can keep it to yourself for everything else. I'll do it. I'll do it for the guacamole. I don't need it on toast. I don't need it in ice cream. I don't need you messing around with the rest of my foods here. Just the straight up guacamole. And I continue to celebrate that there is a day for everything. A day to celebrate everything.
Yes. And today, celebrate with a giant pile of guac. And please pair it with some of that Mexican love juice as well and that tequila. You will not be at all disappointed. What you will also not be disappointed about is signing up for DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. And if you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, you got to go to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DK Sportsbook is giving all new users a chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right. You can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How could you pass that offer up? By the way, the one team that I would highly recommend wagering on here in week number two might be the Tennessee Titans going against Jacksonville. I'm not exactly buying the Jags being as good as what they showed in week number one. And if you want to get on all that and everything else that DraftKings has to offer, just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use that promo code FTN. And when you sign up for this can't-miss offer, you get to pick any team during week two, bet $1 on them, win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use that promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time only. At DraftKings, must be 21 years or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Let's get to Wednesday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, this is all NFL edition. Let's go and get out some of these picks in the open right now while the values are still hot at DraftKings Sportsbook. And let's focus on the Thursday night game. Lundy, the battle for Ohio, the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Cleveland Browns. They were certainly down in week one against the Baltimore Ravens, getting smashed in that game. I am taking Cincinnati in this one and the points plus 6 at minus 110. And you look at this matchup on paper. Yeah, both these teams have serious questions on defense. Cleveland gave up 377 total yards and 38 points to the Ravens. That was 273 the air, 107 on the ground. Cincinnati, not much better against Tyrod Taylor and the LA Chargers. 362 total yards, 16 points. So they bent but did not break necessarily. Joshua Kelly got in the end zone. They got battered on the ground. 155 rush yards allowed of just 207 pass. But with the first start, the first game under the belt for Joe Burrow, I think you're going to see a more accurate version, not the one that was overthrowing A.J. Green for easy touchdowns.
And I still have severe reservations when it comes to Baker Mayfield. This game will be tighter than expected. I think Cleveland wins it by a field goal, but I think Cincinnati, again, covers the plus six. Fade or follow?
I'm with you on the plus six. I think this is going to be a close game. I think we see that sometimes in these divisional games, especially on the Thursday nighters. And I do think that Cincinnati will calm things down a little bit. But I will agree, if you're giving up those kinds of yards to Tyrod Taylor, say it with me, folks,
Tyrod Taylor.
Then you've got some issues. So I do think it's going to wind up being a close game. And Brad, I'll also tell you, I like the under in this one. I think it stays close. And I think the point total stays down as well. But I'll follow you with the plus six.
Wow! Bet on the Bengals.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to another wager here in the NFL. We got Carolina. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, TB12 and company, coming off a loss, which is pretty rare for Tom Brady in opening week action, but it's a new era there in Western Florida, and they are hosting in their home opener with fans only in Florida, although we had a smattering of a few 500 or so at Mile High Stadium on Monday night. Carolina's catching 9.5 against the Yar Buccaneers, and I like the Panthers. I like the road team. It's too many points on the 9.5. Matt Rhule and Brady and company, the other Brady, the ones calling the offensive shots for the Panthers, were very aggressive in the opener. Didn't think I'd expect T-Rex Teddy Bridgewater to have a 7.9 YPA, but that's what he posted against the Las Vegas Raiders. Carolina, of course, struggled defensively. That's going to be the story of the season for them. 34 points, they coughed up 372 total yards. Tampa Bay, not much better, although they only gave up 271 total yards to the New Orleans Saints, though, again, they lost in that game. I just... 9.5, too many points. Tampa wins this one by 7. Christian McCaffrey will find a way to persevere and keep this one all snug as a bug. So give me Carolina plus the 9.5. Fade or follow?
I'll follow you on this one as well. Agreed. 9.5, too many points for me with Carolina. And yeah, the surprise of Teddy Bridgewater, huh? Coming out of week one, not doing the maybe 3.2 yards per attempt that you and I might have been expecting. He actually did air it out, get it downfield. But yes, I think that run CMC keeps everything close, finds the end zone, and that you wind up with the Panthers able to cover. It does feel like a Tampa Bay touchdown type of game. I think you called it on that one. So I'll follow you, because 9.5, just too many.
And catch the damn ball, DJ Moore. Please, for the love of the fantasy gods.
Number three.
All right, moving on to our monkeyknifefight.com prop of the day, presented, of course, by Monkey Knife Fight. You have no idea what on earth monkeyknifefight.com is? Well, just go there. Use the promo code FTN when you sign up. You get a free $5 game of the house, and the game's really easy to play. It's just more or less props-based. Are you going to go over? You going to go under a yardage total? You going to go over? You going to go under a fantasy points total? They got it all. All their props live right now, already for week number two, for every single matchup out there, so you can take advantage of the early market now exclusively at monkeyknifefight.com. Again, use that promo code FTN to get that free $5 entry. And let's go back to the Thursday night football spectacular between the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. Nick Rub-a-dub-dub Chubb, 74.5 rush yards is a line of MKF against the Bungles, and I am taking the over. Look, I know Nick Chubb underwhelmed massively in the opener against the Baltimore Ravens, a victim of game script. He only had 11 touches, which is absolutely criminal. But on those 11 touches, Nick Chubb does what he always does, or did what he always do. 4.40 yak per attempt is what he posted. That was the second highest mark among all week one running backs in that category. Forced three missed tackles on those 11 touches. You look at Cincinnati against the Chargers. They gave up 148 on the ground and a touchdown on 33 exhaustive carries by L.A. and 4.5 yards per carry the running back position. This should be a tighter game, a better script overall. Cleveland, again, is favored here. So in the end, I think Chubb will find a way, even though he's splitting work with Kareem Hunt, to get to at least 80 yards, and I think he finds the end zone as well. Again, take advantage of recency bias here. I am on the over 74.5 rush yards against Cincinnati. Are you on the over as well? Fade or follow?
I like this number, Brad. I think he's going to sneak past it, so I'll follow you, but I don't think he's going to pass it by much. I think he's looking at an upper 70s kind of thing. But I told you before that in addition to liking the Bengals plus the six, that I like the under, and I think part of the reason that under will happen is some ground and pound kind of thing, keeping the clock moving, not as many opportunities to get points on the board, and therefore I think if that happens, it's going to be because Chubb is getting some rushing yards and they're keeping the ball on the ground. So I'm going to follow on this one. I think it plays into the idea that I have that the score is going to stay down below that point total. And if that's the case, then this monkey knife fight over should be solid.
Yeah, it's going to be top shelf bottle service at the Chubb Club.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to DraftKings Sportsbook, and let's work in a total here. It's New England. It's Seattle, one of the marquee matchups here of week number two, this one being played up there in Sasquatch land in the Great Northwest. The total's at 45, and this seems to me very aggressive. I am on the under here. Now, Seattle, 506 total yards they allow the Atlanta Falcons. Now, yeah, I understand the game script and how it unfolded. Seattle got up big early, and it was just F it and chuck it from Matt Ryan for much of the second half of that game. 54 pass attempts and 434 pass yards in total. Actually, 450 is what he finished with. The net was 434, just 72 rush yards for the Atlanta Falcons in that game. I think Seattle's got to tighten up. And more importantly here, I think Jamal Adams is going to be the great equalizer. The hard-hitting safety, of course, acquired from the New York Jets and then that blockbuster trade over the summer. I think he's going to spy Cam Newton early and often in this game and limit Cam or at least force him airborne where he still has some inconsistencies, some inadequacies, you could say. You look at what Cam Newton did against the Miami Dolphins, just a 155 through the air, and they made their hay on the ground with 217 total rush yards. But I don't think that story is going to play out. Not in Seattle. Yes, I understand it's going to be fan-free. But hopefully they're going to be cranking the noise there at the link. So, again, this game goes under, and we can't forget, too, Lundy, that New England secondary is probably the best in the NFL with the McCourties and Gilmore.
Yeah, and Brad, I agree. I'm going to follow you on this one with the under. Even though so far early this week, a lot of the public is on the over. I think they jumped on that one very quickly. But I'm with you. I actually think the under is the better play here. I think that secondary is going to be tight. And I think it's a smart play that you just talked about in terms of shadowing Cam from that safety spot, bring him up to the line, move him around a bunch. And I think that if Seattle does that, it's going to cause some confusion for New England and for Cam, and I think that'll be more of a challenge than what he was able to do, you know, grabbing the rushing touchdowns this week one. I think Seattle holds him down. I think that keeps the point total down. So even though the public is leaning on the over, I'm going to follow you. Let's fade him and take the under.
E-clock, Pats and Hawks.
Number one.
All right, last one here on today's episode. New Orleans, Las Vegas, the unveiling of the Darth Vader Dome. They're in Sin City, and Vegas is catching 6.5. I think this is a gift. It is a dog day here on the Fade the Noise podcast. There's no doubt about it. I don't think I've ever picked three underdogs before, Lundy. So this may be rewriting the history books and then now 40-plus episodes that we have conducted in this little exercise. But you have the unveiling. Sure, there's not going to be any rowdy fans, maybe some cardboard cutouts, maybe some inflatable guys in the stands there. At the Allegiant Stadium, but I think with Michael Thomas hurting right now, he's dealing with a high ankle sprain, may or may not be able to go on this game on Monday night, though he does get the extra day of rest to try to prepare. He could be more of a decoy. Drew Brees, very underwhelming against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in week one, just 160 yards through the air, didn't really resemble himself. Now, Vegas, you know, they gave up that 7.9 YPA to T-Rex Teddy in week one. But Josh Jacobs was the man of the hour, and I think he is going to get fed early and often, and he is going to eat up chunks of real estate on the ground with a lot of Alvin Kamara, hopefully, to match on the Saints side of the ball. So I think this game's going to be close. Hell, I wouldn't be at all surprised if Vegas wins this sucker straight up. I think this is a much improved team across the board, though they still have some question marks on defense. Are you with me on the Raiders? Plus 6.5 against the visiting Saints.
Well, I, of course, feel bad for our friends in Nevada. They finally get their stadium. They finally get their team. And, oh, yeah, sorry, you're not allowed to go.
COVID!
Which is really a bummer for – and same thing, frankly, with the Sunday nighter that we saw between Dallas and the Rams, that they didn't get to open up that stadium either. This is a tough one for me, Brad, because my gut says to go with the Saints because I don't think you're going to see Drew Brees do that in back-to-back weeks. Yes, I think Father Time is undefeated. Yes, I think Father Time will start to catch up to Drew Brees. But I also don't believe he goes for a $160 type numbers in back-to-back weeks. But this one with Josh Jacobs, my man crush, Josh Jacobs eating up clock on the ground, I think the Raiders can keep it close. I do think the Saints win the game. I'll disagree with you on the Raiders going straight up, but I do think 6.5 is a tough one. I will follow you, and let's see if the Raiders can keep it close.
Guide me to the black, Vegas. Make it happen, and that is
you
a wrap.
You and your underdogs, my man.
I feel funny. I think I may need a shower. this is a strange feeling. It's like climbing the rope in gym class. On that note, that is a wrap on today's Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter, me at Noisy Huevos, Lundy at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? Give us 5 stars, please, if you listen to this every single day, at your convenience. And also check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting, DFS, and fantasy sports season-long content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, get 10% off your subscription today. Until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.